Director of Directors at Paramount. Followed by the Chair of the Legal Committee, which is Director White. The DOD has received numerous allegations of director misconduct. The DOD had a fiduciary duty to investigate. If the director or the DOD had knowledge of misconduct, they must act. Above all, protect the association from liability. The DOD, in keeping with California state law and regular times associated with the governing documents, passed a resolution to establish an executive legal committee comprised of 6 of the 7 directors. The legal committee was established on February 10, 2021 at the Board of Directors Special Executive Meeting. This was accomplished in accordance with the Corporation's Code Section 7212 and OP's Article of Incorporation and by the bylaw. One task of the committee was to investigate and hold hearings on the accused director's behavior. The 3 subsequent meetings were duly notified and held in accordance with California Corporation Code and OP's governing documents. Now I'm going to turn this over to Roger White, who has something else to say about this. Roger.
Okay, Frank. To provide the members with, let's say, a prelude to the topic is, as directors, we're sworn to protect Lake of the Pines, protect the members, and the good stature of the association. One of the things that we're obligated to do is that if there are threatening letters, complaints, filing of claims, a letter from a law firm, whatever, is that as those come in and if they isolate, if they point to just one director, the subject of insurability rises to the surface, that the remaining directors are obligated to consider an investigation. As Frank introduced, that was accomplished. If I remember correctly, and catch me if I'm missing something, but there were, I think, 4 executive sessions during the first one. All 7 were in attendance, and then Director Baumhoff was asked to remove himself so that a committee could be considered. The formation of a legal committee. At all times, we were being counseled by our HOA law firm to make sure that we were everything we were doing was fair and legal and appropriate. And so we're advised that in order to proceed with due process, that we needed to form a legal committee of the 6 directors other than Director Baumhoff. That was accomplished. Then the next step was to, and that was a unanimous decision, the next step was to establish leadership for the legal committee. I was appointed to become the chair of the legal committee, and at that point, probably had no idea the amount of work that I was going to be doing, but it's for the good of the order, as Sandy Meyer would say. And so then as chair, I had to respond to recommendations from our attorney that we needed to proceed with an investigation. The 6-member legal committee was obligated to define how that would be done. All 6 of us on the legal committee could have been a part of the investigation process because of the complexities that involved. The decision was to appoint me to do all of the investigations, which I did, and this is what it turned into. And so I started with that, and then it led to where I needed to actually obtain testimonies from people who had made it known that they had reasons to have concerns about Ron. Let me just put it that way. And so I ended up contacting those people. I advised everyone that I contacted that what I was discussing with them was a highly confidential matter, and that I would be recording what they said as a testimony, as close to verbatim as I could, and that I advised them that this would become part of an evidence package for the legal committee to evaluate, and could ultimately end up in Director Baumhoff's hands, because, of course, he has the right to know what the charges would be. All 18 volunteered without hesitation, I guess I would say, although some were not sure they wanted to be named. So I decided to number. I created a code for all of the testimonies. I wrote them out, and I had them ready for within, it took me about 10 days to gather the evidence, the testimonies. And at the end of that, I advised the committee members that I was ready to share the results and read the testimonies to them. They were not printed, and the reason why I decided to do that was because I wanted to stay as close to verbatim as I could. Some people could be potentially identified by what they said, and so the legal committee asked if they would permit me simply to read the testimonies and not print them out, and that was agreed. I read the testimonies. It took quite a while, and and it's just not appropriate that I get into specifics on this, but I can generalize that in general, people were complaining that Director Baumhoff had showed disrespect to them, or in some cases made threatening remarks that had in some way offended them, and us that we had to go through. The after and I met several times over a period of about 10 days, and it was a wonderful help. This is it's a very difficult assignment, and to have Andy at my side, being able to help evaluate what is relevant to the ultimate responsibility of the legal committee, and then eventually the board. And for those of you who read President Walker's letter on page 4 of our current newspaper, we were advised by our attorney to try to aggregate the evidence into specific categories that were relevant to a representation of inappropriate behavior as a director, and those were in the letter in the newspaper, and let me make sure I got them right, for matters including but not limited to breach of fiduciary duties, harassment and threats against members, disclosure of confidential information, and inappropriate treatment of members and association staff. So those were sort of the guiding categories for Andy and for me to sift through and produce a final package for the legal committee. Took several meetings. Once again, my appreciation for Andy's help in this is huge. I think we did an excellent job. By the time we were done, Andy and I had sorted it down to 74 pages of evidence against Director Baumhoff. We presented that to the legal committee. It was accepted, and the end result was that became a package of information that was made available to Director Baumhoff. So that was printed out. He received both an email copy, a confidential copy, 6 on all 10 of the remaining items that they were significant and would produce a reasonable decision to censure Director Monhoff. At the end of that, based upon a predominance of a consensus that there was more than adequate evidence, the decision was made unanimously, all 6 members, that Director Monhoff should be censured. Now, I feel an obligation to the members, what we have probably 30 or so on, almost 40, I feel an obligation to the members to help you understand what this is. This is not about liking or disliking somebody. The 7 of us routinely get along really quite well. And in fact, I had a tabulation done of all of the votes from 2020 during board meetings, and the count came out that 938 votes were in unison, 24 were not in unison. That's more than 97% of the votes during 2020 were, we got along just fine. And by the way, personally, it doesn't bother me if somebody says, you know, I got a different opinion, or I don't agree with that. I think it's healthy. And so to have 100% of unanimous results, I don't think is healthy for our community. Now, the point of this, as I started to say, is not about liking or disliking somebody. It's about the fact that the 7 of us raised our hand and took an oath to protect the members of this wonderful community. And that's the duty that we pursued, that we accepted in doing this censure action. Particularly, the subject of insurance is a inescapable fact that we have to deal with. I chose to contact, Donna provided me a connection, and I chose to contact our insurance broker, and he referred me to the professional liability expert of our insurance company. And I asked him, I said, would you please explain to me what kind of trouble HOAs, particularly the directors, can get into and risk being adequately insured. And so what I want to explain to you is that when you see that it was all 6 of us deciding to censure Ron, is it had, again, had nothing to do whether like, dislike, whatever other external factors might have been considered. Is this was about our duty to the membership. It included a reasonable concern that we could get into trouble with our insurance coverage. And I don't think I should go any farther on that subject as to why that is can be a major concern. But please accept that the 6 of us did not do this lightly. It is a necessary legal process that we went through, and that's about what we did. I can't think of anything else. Anybody want to suggest other information that should be given to the members?
Okay, I'm going to stop right now, Roger. We're not going to take any questions on this matter.